You're listening to SBS News.
Tasmania man Robert Mitchell was diagnosed with HIV 26 years ago. He still remembers the shock he felt back in 1993 when doctors told him his days were numbered.
The prognosis at that point, I was given 5 years probably to live. There wasn't a treatment options available at the time for me, so it really was a life-changing experience. Within 2 years, I went on the first set of medication, a single course of drugs. Lots of side effects, quite difficult to tolerate.
That reality is all but a distant memory for Australians now, with pharmaceutical company Gilead Sciences announcing its Biktarvy treatment has been added to the pharmaceutical benefits scheme. The drug combines three therapies to create one powerful treatment in the form of a once-a-day tablet capable of allowing any of the 27,500 HIV patients in Australia to live a happy and healthy life. Robert says he never thought he'd see the day where that would become a reality.
The first shock came when I actually realised I had to plan a 40th birthday party. Once my initial diagnosis, I did stop planning for the future and sort of looked at just managing day to day. Now I've got basically a normal life expectancy. That's been the big change, is had to reevaluate my life and look at what I'm doing, because HIV is no longer the main part of my life. It's just a chronic manageable condition.
Professor Don Smith is a senior specialist at the Albion Centre, a public health care facility in Sydney focusing on HIV management. He's been working in the field for 30 years and says hardly any medical fields have advanced as quickly as HIV treatment.
When the first treatment became available, it was really quite toxic and didn't last very long before the virus became resistant to it. But there's been a steady progression of improvements with newer drugs, and we're getting to the point that if someone had told me 30 years ago when I started in this area that instead of telling everyone they're about to die, you can now tell them that there's one tablet they can take and nothing bad will happen to them, I would have said that would be ridiculous. But that's where we're at the moment.
Professor Smith says the difference in quality of life for patients now, measured against 30 years ago, is staggering.
When you tell someone in the old days what will happen to me, it was all rather sad. And now it's, well, if you take a tablet, nothing will happen to you. You can still have partners. You can still have a family. You won't pass it on. You can carry on working as a healthcare worker, a chef, a nursing home attendant, a heart surgeon, a pilot. And as long as you remember to keep in care and take the tablet, then everything else is completely shut down and brought back to normal.
While the medicine is better than it ever has been, there are still barriers to some patients accessing it. And Robert Mitchell says stigma still lingers around HIV.
Historically, HIV has been predominantly in the gay community, but there are a significant number of women and heterosexual men and Indigenous and people from high prevalence countries, and they do not have the same experience of having the same utilisation of health services, and they don't necessarily have the same personal supports from their own community, and people still face a level of stigma and discrimination.
Now, as a spokesman for the National Association of People with HIV Australia, intervention is one of Mr. Mitchell's main focuses. He says it will soon be easier than ever for people to test their HIV status, with a home testing kit approved last year and due to be released in just a few months.
I can't emphasise enough how important it is to find out your HIV status, and if you're diagnosed, to get that confirmed by a doctor and to get on HIV treatment as soon as possible to limit the impact of HIV.
Claudia Farhart, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.